Iranian family.
In the name of God, salam, dear listeners, and welcome to this week's episode of the series Iranian Family. Keep us company until the end of the program. If in your home all of your family members have got used to watching TV and occasionally reading books alongside their daily activities, we present you a number of recommendations which prevent illnesses and freshen your home's atmosphere. First of all, organize a competition and ask your family members to take part in it. Exercise for 10 minutes a day. Recite the poem which you are interested in. Go to a park or go mountaineering with your family. Stroll under the rain or make a snowman upon a snowfall. Prepare a simple meal and eat it outdoors. Tidy your home in cooperation with your family members. And organize a cooking competition and allow all your family members, including your children, to cook a meal with the assistance and supervision of adult family members. Now, let's pay attention to the features of superior families in accordance to the Noble Quran. The first infallible Imam of the Prophet of Islam's household, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, and the venerable daughter of Prophet of Islam, Hazrat Fatima, peace be upon her, were both the epitomes of virtues, empathy, and goodness, and they established the role model family. Their family was shaped in line with fulfillment of the goals and ideals of the Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. In this family, Hazrat Fatima, peace be upon her, played a decisive and vital role. Imam Ali, peace be upon him, and Hazrat Fatima, peace be upon her, began their simple and glorious married life. They are the role model of a cooperative married couple. In their home, everyone worshipped and admired God Almighty. This married couple displayed divine traits. Hazrat Fatima, peace be upon her, taught Islamic teachings to her infallible children. In addition to educating people, she portrayed a healthy, successful, and effective lifestyle. Based on the Noble Quran, charitable donation is one of the divine values. God considers charitable donation as one of the characteristic traits of faithful people and a means for guidance and salvation. The family of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, and Hazrat Fatima, peace be upon her, were pioneers in granting charitable donations. The fact of the matter is that if families neglect charitable donation, they may be denied divine blessings. The well-known psychologist and sociologist, Professor Muhammad Hossein Farjad, divides families into four main groups of amicable and kind, balanced and ordinary, violent and cold and distant, while adding that the members of the first two groups can maintain a peaceful coexistence and get along with each other while, according to a body of studies, the majority of runaway children belong to families which are violent, cold, and emotionally distant. The members of such families are vulnerable to unhealthy relationships and deceit. Referring to the sensitive spirit of girls, Dr. Farjad points out, father is the hero of his children, and daughters mainly rely on their fathers in childhood. A father who guides his daughter, listens to her remarks, grants her calm and peace of mind, has granted a valuable gift to his daughter. According to research, girls whose father have helped them reach independence are more confident at their workplace. Furthermore, girls who are brought up to become independent, embracing more personal responsibilities, can better take care of their children. Fathers who want to play a fundamental role in the lives of their daughters should fulfill a number of tasks. They should engage in their daughters' school activities. They should encourage their daughters to take part in spiritual activities. Our daughters should grow up in a kind, amicable, and safe environment, turning into mature women. Dear listeners of Iranian Family, many thanks for tuning in today. We will continue this discussion next week. God bless.